or cold?
It's a little chilly or a little cool.
Okay. Now, do you ever use this expression, Irish?
Yeah, in the morning time, you know, you'd say it's pretty Irish this morning.
What is it? What kind of a day is now? Would you say that this morning?
Yeah, like something like this morning, you'd say it's pretty Irish.
And if you'd say, well, I'll do this if you insist, but I'd really...
Rather you wouldn't.
Okay. And if you're very happy to see someone, came over to see you, say, I'm
really pleased to see you.
Right. And if there's a... if you're... somebody says, are you able to do that? And you say, why, I...
Sure am.
And... talking about being something, say, it wasn't just a little Irish this morning, it was...
Really cold.
Okay. Now, do you ever use the expression real for talking about something being good? Now, you might say something is real good. That sounds okay.
Yeah, that's like you eat an apple or watermelon, and you say, that is real good.
Okay.
Really
now,
good.
Yeah. Now, do you ever use the expression "real" if you're talking about, say, talking about somebody having some dogs that were
really good?
Yeah. Would you ever say that those are real dogs?
Yeah. Real dogs. Sure.
And if someone did something very strange, you might say, "Why, the very
idea."
And how would you greet a person, a good friend that you might see on the street, you know, out on the road, you might say, in the morning, you might say,
well, hello here, I'm glad to see you again. Right.
And how would you, if you were introduced to a stranger, you'd probably say, first time you met him.
Well, let's say, meet my good friend, so-and-so, you know, just depend on
that. Okay, and if someone paid you a visit and you'd like to see them return, you might say, when they leave, you might say, come.
Come back again.
And how did you greet people on December 25th?
Well, it'd just be a sort of according to Courtney.
You say
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Now, what I was getting at here especially was, did children used to come up to each other and point and say something on Christmas Day?
I don't know. They might have.
The expression Christmas gift.
Yeah, it used to be, you know, the person seen somebody, you've got his Christmas gift.
And what did he say when they...
Christmas gift.
Okay. And on January 1st, people say
Happy New Year.
Sure. And if a person did you a great favor, after he did, you might say to him, I'm much
obliged to.
And if you're not certain you'll have time to do something, but you say, someone asks you if you'll have time to do that, you say, well, I
might have.
I'll have time.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Or something like
and the place the place where you buy groceries is at the
grocery store.
And if you might say, we have to go up to Greenville and do some
shopping.
And you bought a package in the store and the grocer
wrapped it up.
And then you took it home and
unwrapped it.
And if he sold it to you for less than he paid for it. You'd say he had to sell it to you at a...
At a loss.
Yeah. And you'd say, I was going to buy that, but it just too much. It
cost too much.
And on the 1st of the month or the 15th of the month, the bill is...
Due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Due.
And if you don't have enough money, you might have to go to the bank and...
Borrow something.
And during the 30s especially, money was awfully...
Scarce.
And if kids go down to the river, he went down to the pond, got out on the board, and he
dived in.
Right. And when you dive in the water and land flat on your stomach, you call that doing a
splash.
Okay. And a child gets down on the floor and turns over.
Somersaults.